And I always love to proclaim that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. That He only forgives us of our sins when we ask. When we humble ourselves before Him. When we repent. And we call upon the mercy of Jesus. Because the Bible says that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Yes, Jesus has paid the price for our salvation. But it is our job to call upon the name of the Lord. And Jesus Christ is the healer. He has paid the price for our healing. But again, we have the responsibility to call upon the name of the Lord so that Jesus will release His healing power into our lives. And yes, Jesus is the deliverer, the one who casts out evil spirits, the one who has conquered Satan by His precious blood. But we still have a responsibility to call upon the name of the Lord and command the evil spirits to go. So we have to work with Jesus Christ, releasing the power of Jesus Christ. And that's why we have to put our faith in Jesus. And I want to encourage you this evening, put your faith in the power of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the one who baptizes people with the Holy Spirit. That is different than water baptism. When you become a Christian, Jesus says, get baptized in the water. It symbolizes being united to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But there is something greater than water baptism. Because when John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus, John said, there's someone greater than I. I baptize you in water, but He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. So God wants us to live not in our own strength, but have faith to be led by the Holy Spirit. Faith to be anointed by the Holy Spirit. And faith for the power of God to be in our lives. And that's why I want to encourage you tonight to see how powerful Jesus is, and reach out your hands to touch Jesus so the power of Jesus can be released in your life. Some Bible verses. A story about when Jesus went to Peter's house, and He saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed, and she was having a fever. But Jesus came and touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she got up, and she began to to wait on him. She got some food for him. Now when the evening came, there were many people who were demon-possessed. And they brought these people to Jesus. And Jesus drove out these evil spirits by speaking his words. And he healed all the sick. And this was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah lived maybe 800 years before Jesus was born. But because he was a prophet, God showed him visions of Jesus Christ. And he said these words, that Jesus took our infirmities and carried our sicknesses. And he continues by, in that prophecy, a prophecy about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And often we think of, yes, Jesus carrying our sins to the cross. But we also have to think of Jesus carrying our sicknesses. Carrying our diseases to the cross. And the Apostle Peter also brings out this point, because he says that Jesus bore our sins in his body. So that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Okay, so Jesus Christ, he took many wounds upon his body. It was to pay the price for our sins, but it was also to totally pay the price for conquering Satan. And sickness comes from Satan. But Jesus was beaten so that we can be healed. Jesus was beaten so that he can heal us. So that he can touch us. So yes, Jesus died to save us from our sin. And we look to Jesus on the cross for our forgiveness. But we also have to look to Jesus on the cross for our healing. And we have to pray, Jesus, you died for me to carry this sickness away. And by faith we put our sickness on Jesus, just as we put our sins on Jesus Christ, so that we receive forgiveness and we receive healing. And it's also the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, which the evil spirits hate. Because through the blood of Jesus, the devil is defeated. So this Easter, as we remember what Jesus has done for us, let's praise God that through Jesus we can find a complete salvation. Is to continue to call upon the name of the Lord. The devil doesn't want to give up without a fight. But the good news is that the devil's time is short. And ultimately, Jesus Christ is having an eternal kingdom.
Yesu Kristo ayina obwakabaka obutagwawo gamba nti amiina.
And at the right time that eternal kingdom will be fully established.
Era mu bire bituufu obwakabaka obutagwawo bujja kunywezebwa.
But at this time we are still in a spiritual battle.
Naye kaakati mu budde buno tukyali mu lutalo lw'omwoyo.
Against sin, sickness and death and all these enemies.
Tulwanyisa ekibi endwadde okufa n'abalaba abalala.
Yes, we're going to have to die.
Weewaawo tugenda kuyita mu kufa.
But death is called our enemy.
Naye okufa kuyitibwa omulabe waffe.
The good news is that Jesus Christ has conquered all our enemies.
Amawulire amalungi nti Yesu Kristo yawangula abalabe baffe bonna.
And Jesus Christ has conquered death.
Era Kristo Yesu yawangula okufa gamba amiina.
But that's why we have to live for God today. We don't put it off and think, oh, maybe tomorrow. But today is the day of salvation. So a sinner has to seek Jesus for forgiveness. Those who are sick, we have to seek Jesus for healing. Those who are being attacked by evil spirits have to call upon Jesus for deliverance. Those who feel a lack of power of God in their life have to call upon Jesus for the fullness of His power, that Jesus Christ will baptize us in the Holy Spirit and release His power in our lives. Now when it comes to healing, I see four different kinds of healings. The first one is an instant healing. The person touches Jesus and they were instantly healed. There was a lady having a bleeding problem. And she thought, if I just touch Jesus' garment, I will be healed. And sometimes it's hard to touch Jesus, because there was a big crowd walking around Jesus. And maybe being sick, she could not run. But she was determined. And when we are sick, we have to be determined to touch Jesus. We have to break through like the spiritual realm. We have to break through by faith and say, Jesus, I'm going to touch you. I'm reaching out to you, Jesus. I'm going to break through. And by God's grace, she was able to break through and touch. In that very moment, Jesus felt power flow out of him. He was even surprised. But it was that woman's faith. It's like she pulled power out of Jesus. And I think that's what we have to do sometimes. Jesus, you have all power. But we are just having so many problems here. But I want to pull the power of heaven and pull the power of Jesus into my life. Okay, that was an instant miracle. With some other people, the miracle starts the moment they are prayed for. But there is still some time until the full recovery. Jesus said, lay hands on the sick. They will recover. They might recover quickly.
Or
that recovery might still take some time. But we have to believe that promise. I am going to recover. I am going to get well. The hand of God is upon me. Jesus' healing power is upon me. I'm not going to die yet. It's not my time to die. I am going to recover. I'll tell you one healing miracle that I had. I had a lump that was growing inside my ear. I'm not very worried about little lumps. So I didn't go to the doctor. But it kept growing. So after some time, I thought I'd better find out what is this lump. So I went to the doctor. The doctor said I will have to cut it out. Anyway, I was too busy around that time. Because I had to travel to another village to preach the gospel. And when I got to that village, I started getting a fever. And then I saw there was lots of red lumps all over my stomach. They were quite big red spots. And I was thinking, what are these red spots? Okay, at that time there was also another team of Christians who had come. And they were also helping us to do the gospel outreach. So I went to the leader of that gospel team. I said, I want you to pray for me. He said, why? I said, I've got a lump growing inside my ear. I've got all these red spots coming on my stomach. And I'm not feeling very good. So he said a wonderful prayer for me. Be healed in Jesus' name. That litter, that lump in your ear, shrink up and die. Red spots, go from your stomach. Go away in Jesus' name. Be healed. Amen. Then he said to me, how do you feel? I was just feeling the same. I was still feeling sick. So I said to him, thank you very much for the prayer. Then I went back home and I went to bed. Okay, I had a good sleep that night. When I woke up in the morning, I just felt in my ear, oh, the lump is gone. So I thought, oh, I better check my stomach. Oh, my white stomach, it's back to being white again. The red lumps have gone. So when I saw that man again, I said to him, through the night I was healed. Thank you very much for that prayer. So yes, Jesus healed people instantly. Sometimes we have to be patient. We have to believe Jesus Christ's promise that we will get through recovery. What do we do when it seems as if people are not being healed? Oh, I've been even getting worse. What do we do in that kind of situation? Do we give up? Or do we continue to seek God? Of course we have to continue to seek God. Are we going to let the devil win? Robbing us with sickness all the time? No, we cannot give up. And we have to constantly stand. Yes, we have to have wisdom. So I don't have any problem with the wisdom of doctors. But doctors have their limits. They reach the point they don't know what to do. And what do we do at that time? We have to humble ourselves again before Jesus. Jesus, why haven't you healed me yet? And maybe we need to get the whole church praying. In a very serious situation, we should get the whole church to pray and fast for the breakthrough. And I want to give you one good testimony that comes from my friends. He was a prayer partner of mine, a very good man of prayer. But some friends of this family, the mother got very serious disease. And she was told that she would only have a very short time to live. But this man of God said, no. We can't let you die. Because she was just a young mother, having three young daughters. They said, no, we can't let you die and leave these daughters without a mother. So he decided to have a prayer meeting every week with his wife and his children. They would have a special prayer meeting every week so that this lady would not die and she would grow up to see her children get married. And they were praying every week, every week. She continued to live past the doctor's time limit. But she was still not fully healed. And they continued to have this prayer meeting every week for 6 months. At the end of the 6 months, it looks like this lady was going to die. They telephoned her. She could hardly talk. But all she said is that she is about to die. And they got very angry. And they had a special prayer meeting. And they really prayed with all their hearts. And they felt the breakthrough come. They felt the answer come. So they telephoned that lady again. She was still very weak. But they said to her, no, you're not going to die. They knew they had the breakthrough in prayer. And the faith for healing had filled them. And they knew that they could not be denied. Even though it looked as if she was still about to die, they knew that God had answered their prayer. good news is that that lady is still alive today. And she is completely healed. Maybe her children are just entering the teenage years. But the promise of God will be fulfilled. So I see sometimes we have to battle real hard in prayer. But that's why prayer meetings are so powerful. That's why we have to pray for the sick. And don't give up praying. Okay, if the person dies, we trust that they are ready to go to heaven. But while the person is still alive, we never give up praying for them. No matter how terrible the disease is. So we have to believe also for that kind of miracle. I remember my mother saying to me that whenever she used to get sick, she would ask her husband to pray for her. And my father, he's a good, godly man. And he would pray for his wife. It's very important that family members pray for one another. So husbands should pray for their wives. Wives should pray for their husbands. Parents should pray for their children. And children should also pray for their parents when they're sick. Get your children to lay hands on you and pray for you. But every time my mother got her husband to pray for her, she always said, "Oh, I feel worse after the prayer." That's not very encouraging. When you pray for someone to be healed, how do you feel? They say, "Oh, now that you've prayed for me, I feel worse." It's not very encouraging. But what my mother noticed, that after feeling bad for a short time, that she was then healed. And I think sometimes when God is healing us, He's driving out that body poison. And that body poison is making us feel bad. But in fact, Jesus Christ is healing us. So no matter what is happening in your life, I want you to be encouraged. We praise God for those who are healed instantly. We praise God for those who are recovering by the hand of God. We trust that those who are feeling worse will soon be completely healed. So tonight we are going to have opportunity for healing prayer. And we're going to lay hands and just believe the hand of God comes upon you. Our faith is in Jesus Christ. We are weak, but God is strong. And God works through us. When we lay hands on the sick, we believe the hand of God is upon you.